You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. We're talking specifically today about how to find speaking engagements, how to make sure your stuff's together so that you're an attractive candidate for opportunities. And I knew immediately when we were going to cover this subject that we had to have Jessica Rosdahl in the building to break it down step by step. She is the host of the Speak to Scale podcast. So if you're interested in public speaking, go subscribe right now. It will answer all your questions. And she is a public speaking strategist. And this woman, you know, she walks the talk. She does what she advises you, and it works for her and her clients day in and day out. So Jessica, thank you so much for being my co-teacher in the classroom today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat about this.
Of course, for me, it was just like, it's so easy to make that determination. Okay, we're going to talk about this subject. There's only one person who I trust to kind of like walk us through this. So this is one of our top requests here at Tell Public Relations. Women want to be thought leaders and they want to increase visibility. And they know that one ultimate way to achieve those goals is to book speaking engagements and put themselves in a position of authority on stages, in this case, virtual stages, but they don't really know how to go about that. So before you kind of go into the tangibles and walk us through how to position ourselves for those opportunities, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Yes. Thank you again for having me, because I love everything that you do. And we are on the same page where I'm like, if I need somebody to break down something practical about getting visibility in your business, I'm coming to you. You are the only person I'm coming to. Yeah. I spend all day, every day helping small business owners use speaking to scale their business. And I've been speaking for almost 15 years now. It's literally the only thing I do. I'm obsessed with this. Speaking is happening so much faster and it's much more accessible, which is great. And it's the perfect time for you to jump in because you can access an event right now. You could open your phone and go to handy dandy little apps and open your own speaking platform and have a stage at your fingertips. But that means right now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. We need to know exactly why we're speaking, who it is that we're speaking to, and what difference we're going to make for that audience. Because if you want to be selected to get on a virtual platform or in person or a podcast or a Clubhouse collaboration or a webinar or anything, all of these are speaking opportunities. You need to know who your audience is and the difference that you're making for them. Without those two pieces of information, you're not going to be ready.
And I love that you're giving it to us like so frankly, because I all too often see women who are incredible with what they do and they know their content for days. And because they've been told, you know, oh, you speak really well, you're really captivating, they're like, I'm ready. And they're not giving enough attention to the technical pieces they need to have together and what things make them attractive to people who are booking events and things like that. So can you walk us through two or three things, maybe if we wanted to make like a mental checklist to see, okay, wait, am I ready? What would some of those items on the checklist be?
Getting crystal clear on who your audience is and what your speaking topic is first. Once you have that in place, now you can start to look at, okay, where are those types of people hanging out? Where are they in groups that I can get in front of them? And that's where we can start positioning ourselves. And if you need to know how to position yourself to get booked to speak, just keep listening to this podcast, because Danielle tells you all the time of the things you need to do as far as how you're showing up and what you're posting. But the first thing I want you to do is, if people from the outside need to know that you're a speaker. So if you're not owning that yet, do it. Put it in your bio. Put a page on your website. I need to know that when I go to your website, that you are available to be booked. When I go to your Instagram, that I see photos of you speaking. From the outside looking in, can I tell that you're available? That is a great place to start. But now I need you to do the work. Step three is just to do the work. So before somebody hands you a microphone, make your own stage. That means that you're showing up with content that's giving actionable teaching points, that you're helping people, you know, when you find them, you're leaving them better than you found them. Whether that's they're more inspired, they learn something new, that you're showing up in Instagram stories, whatever platform it is for you. But don't sit around and wait for someone to hand you a microphone, because you're going to be waiting a long time. There's a lot of people who are just showing up right now today and saying, this is what I can do for you, and I'm going to do it without asking anything in return. And when you're willing to do that, all of the other things are going to come your way too.
And when we start to go and look for these opportunities, so let's say we checked 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, yes. Did all the things. Okay. How do I start hunting? Where do I turn my head on a swivel to spot opportunities? What's some of your advice for us there?
Yes. So I want you to think broader than just a stage, right? So speaking is anytime you're showing up and serving your audience, and again, leaving them better than you found them. So broaden that definition of speaking for a second. You can find a speaking opportunity today. So just open your phone, which you probably already have in your hand, go to Instagram stories, pop up a question box, and you can simply ask your audience, hey, what, insert your niche, business, family, friends, whatever, what your topic podcasts are you listening to right now? Which ones are your favorite? You're instantly going to get a list of all the places your audience are hanging out. And there is your first list of people to reach out to. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't make it harder than it has to be, because now you know, okay, this is my audience. This is how I can help them. And now I know exactly where they are.
So good. We're not leveraging enough the intel from our followers. They're happy to direct us if only we would ask. So that's really good. And is there one other tip that you can give us in terms of where to start looking for opportunities?
Yes. One of the biggest things I've seen happen in the last few months is that maybe those large stages that we used to look at, like, oh my gosh, this one conference, it's the dream conference. I want to speak at that one. A lot of those large events have kind of faded away. And what we're finding now is that new leaders are stepping up and they're starting to pop up their own events. So instead of focusing so much on specific events, I want you to challenge you to turn your attention to the leaders. Who are the people with engaged audiences who've been showing up over this whole last year and just leading well? The people who've been doing collaborations, joint live streams, summits, the people who've been bringing others in, those are the people who are going to be around the corner hosting their own events. Get in with them now, and you'll be the first person at the top of their list.
You heard it here first. Maybe not. If you listen to Speak to Scale, you probably heard it over there first. Let's be honest. But you've got to follow Jessica for more of this stuff, because we're only grazing the surface. So we've got all this information. We are jazzed up right now because we're like, okay, I've got some direction. So when it comes to our homework, our first next step, what might that homework be?
Grab a post-it note, write down who you serve, what difference you make for them, and slap that right on your computer screen, because there's going to be so many shiny objects coming your way. And now you're going to say, you know what? I put speaker in my bio. I'm going to say yes to everything. And I'm going to challenge you. No, look at that post-it note every time and say, is this my audience? And am I able to serve them in the right way? And if you are, go for it.
Crystal freaking clear. That's easy homework. Every freaking woman, I know you've got to post it right now. Make it happen. Make it happen. Today is the first step toward you getting more intentional and crystal clear about how to get more of the shine that you deserve on the stage. So Jessica, thank you so much for being here. I know so many women right now are listening and like, what else? Give me more. But tell us where we can follow along with you to get more of these tips and these insights.
Yeah, come hang out with me over on Instagram at Jessica Razzle. Just shoot me a DM. Let me know you listened today. And I want to know your two things. Share with me, who are you talking to and what difference are you making for them? And if I know of an opportunity that matches up with that, I will send it your way.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.